fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
With Holly in Busselton. Now, Holly, as a lawnmower man, surely you would have got a nice sleep in yesterday morning with all that rain.
Oh, the rain, yeah. I sort of tried to get a sleep in, but then my cousin Bruce gives me a call and wakes me up and said, oh, you won't be working today? And I go, yeah, I'm trying to sleep in.
Oh, that's a carton, no. Bruce.
I know, right? Yeah, you got to slap him around. Will and I did wake him up last Saturday night and had a couple of drinks and he gave us a lift home. So.
Hey, look, you've sent me a bunch of photos from people fishing around this week. There's an amazing photo of what was caught off the beach in Capel. But can we start?
Awesome. Yeah, that's my good Max from Capel. Yeah, he's a beach fishing legend. He goes out all the time and he knows where to go at the right times. And, yeah, a couple of nice pinkies there and a couple three salmon as well. So, yeah, guys, they are starting to come off the beach. And I think with this next week, there's a few blows happening. So I reckon that'll stir them up as well and maybe a few mull away as well. But yeah, my Matt from the Make It sent me those two photos of the bluefin tuna.
Yeah, one was caught off the jetty.
Off the jetty, and one was caught in the Holy Mile down on the way towards Dunsborough there. So they were fishing for salmon. Yeah, and the guy's face on the jetty, wanted to see that. He goes, yeah, what are you doing on Saturday morning? I was, woohoo, you're catching tuna. Look.
Oh, I was going to say, there's something funky going on off the coast because we're still seeing species in the water that just don't come here. There's manta ray around Mila.
Awesome. Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, that's crazy. And talking about feeds and stuff, last week, you know how I gave that feed to Tim and Jen from up at Abbey there?
Yeah.
Well, all this week I've been going to my customers among other people's lawns. I'm going, okay, so when's our feed then for the next seafood fair?
Yeah, you hold him to it too.
I've created something. Well, actually, lovely Jen, she actually, when I finished and I was about to walk out, she actually plonked a bottle of Jack Daniels in front of me and said, thank you for the food. So, guys, if you can keep that up, we'll be having feeds everywhere. So. I was in the pub yesterday having a quick beer. Crabs, Don, an old customer of mine, he was saying, yeah, I'm lying. They've given you guys a false, sense of crabbing. But apparently you're allowed to get your five girls, but if all you're catching is boys, you're allowed to bag out with 10 boys. So that's only new to me. I haven't spoken to Kevin. I said, I'll give Kev a ring, and that too. He said he got that information off. So, guys, if you get more all boys, you're allowed to bring 10 boys per license holder. So, food for thought. Actually, well, Mother's Day this Sunday, Maxine said, well, look, we haven't been out fishing for a while, and always it's good to take the boat for a run. So I'm taking me mum and dad. We're going to go. We're going to put five crab nets here. This is in the cat. We're going to put five crab nets here and five crab nets there. Go out to the end of the jetty, have French toast for breakfast, come in and then pull the nets on the way home. And then hopefully if we get a few crabs, I'm going to pull that meat out of it and always do a Sunday roast for a leg of lamb. And I'm going to pull the meat out, put that into a nice creamy garlic sauce, and then pour that over the cauliflower. You know, you do the cauliflower cheese.
Oh, Holly,
and then pour that meat. Oh, I know.
Stop it.
The leg of lamb. Oh, beautiful. So you got to call your mum.
Well, what are the conditions looking like this weekend?
The conditions on Saturday are southeasterly 4 knots in the morning, swinging northwest 3 knots by lunchtime, and then the sea breeze southwesterly 10 knots in the arvo. And then Sunday's westerly 2 knots. Swinging southwesterly 7 knots about lunchtime, and then the south-southwesterly 7 knots on the way home. And like I say, all next week looks pretty horrible, but that will stir up the water. And also just a quick thing about for Peter Langridge, I'm still waiting on some calls, but like I said, guys, he's got these petitions out. So if everyone goes and signs these petitions, hopefully they'll open up the Hooley Road beach again for these guys who, been fishing there all their lives, So I'm still trying to find out more about that. So I'll keep you guys in the loop with that. But apart from that, tight lines.